This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. It's coming up to 12.05 on the 28th of March, 2019. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm joined in the studio by...
Christine Wong.
And Audrey Raj.
It is Enterprise Biz Bites. We have an intern sat in with us today. She's been with us almost 3 months. Tomorrow is her final day, so we thought, let's let her in the studio for a bit. Her name's Michelle. She's very quiet. She's sat here smiling. You might hear from her a little bit later on. I might surprise her and switch her microphone on. Other than that, though, today we will be talking about mainly fruits and vegetables.
Yay!
I grew up in a market town, of course. Fruit and veg are the bread and butter, as it were, of my town. A lot of my friends, family and colleagues back then worked on farms, and they also worked in the fields and all that kind of stuff. But we will be talking about that, mainly because over in the US right now, there's a bit of a movement and some suggestion that fruit and veggies could save $100 billion in medical costs. So there's perhaps a movement where doctors could prescribe you fruit and vegetables. You ask why I talk like that, right? Farmers. Anyway, our question is, how would you feel about that? You know, if a doctor said to you, you're not getting a pill, you are getting a fruit and vegetable prescription, what kind of reaction would you have as a Malaysian? Anyway, that's story number one. Story number two, we've got some details on why investors say no. This is a follow-up to something we did last week.
Yes.
Christine has all the details on that.
I do.
Story number three, less than 5% success rate for fresh graduate interviews.
Yeah.
That seems really low.
Yeah, more specifically, the fact that, according to The Star, fresh graduates have to send over 100 job applications before they even get one interview.
Let me just ask you a quick question, Chris. Mm-hmm. How many applications did you send?
In Malaysia, less than that, but because I kind of managed to find this job quite quickly. However, in the UK, I easily sent maybe, 300 over the course of, 2 months.
Okay. Michelle, just a quick hands up, because she's not on the microphone. How many job application forms have you sent, do you think, roughly? Five. About five. Okay, interesting. So, Star. Okay, story number four. Product accessibility is a legal requirement, not an option. Just ask Beyoncé.
Yeah.
This should be interesting.
It is.
This could actually change the way in which the internet is used and consumed.
And designed as well.
And designed, right. We'll kick off with that story then. There's a research in a new study that's found that prescriptions for healthy foods could save more than $100 billion in healthcare costs. So researchers at Tufts University made the case that subsidized fruits and vegetables could prevent millions of cases of chronic diseases. Roughly 70% of diseases in the US are chronic and lifestyle driven, according to the CDC, and nearly half of the population has one or more chronic health conditions such as diabetes, asthma, heart disease, obesity, or cancer. It's an expensive issue. 86% of annual healthcare costs in the US are driven by chronic diseases. Meanwhile, US healthcare expenditure tripled in the last 50 years from 5% of gross domestic product in 1960 to 17.9% in 2016. This is according to the CDC. They're looking at things like I've just mentioned, you know, diabetes, asthma, heart attack, obesity, cancer, all things that we are, in fact, familiar with here in Malaysia. It could effectively prevent 3.28 million medical conditions like heart attacks and strokes over in the US as well. The results were similar on the health and wellness front. Researchers found that subsidizing fruits and veggies would prevent 1.93 million cardiovascular events, such as heart attacks, and 350,000 deaths. What's more, subsidizing fruits and vegetables, along with other healthy items, would prevent 3.28 million cardiovascular conditions, 620,000 deaths, and 120,000 diabetes cases. Right. So, whenever you go and see a doctor and you complain about your issues and your problems, first and foremost is, you know, they'll ask you about your lifestyle. How often do you exercise? What is your diet like? How much sleep do you have? You know, and often we'll kind of go, doc, can you just get on with it? Give me my pill so I can get out of here. You know, and we kind of have that instant need, want, I want to be fixed, I want to walk out of here, have a pill, and I want to feel happy. I, myself, subscribe to that method. And not because I'm impatient, but I know it works. Right? If I want a pill and I've got a pain, doctor gives me one, I walk out, I feel better. I have friends and colleagues and whatever who have a far healthier lifestyle than I do. I've also got friends and colleagues who have a less healthier lifestyle than I do. BFM does not help with the amount of food that we get in here most of the time. It is healthy, most of it, more recently. However, it was not at the beginning.
Mm.
Now, my question to you guys here. Now, has your diet improved over the last few years, first and foremost, when you've become a little bit more knowledgeable, perhaps, from listening to the bigger picture and such things? You know, has it remained the same? And if you went to see a doctor and he said, look, I can give you a pill that will work, but long term, if you were to change your diet, very simply, you would improve massively. How would you feel about that?
I mean,
he could offer you, subsidized fruit and vegetables.
For me personally, you know, I think that in general, my kind of attitude towards diet and exercise has improved. I'm not going to say that I'm the most fit person in the world, because I'm really not. But at the same time, I don't know how I would feel about a doctor prescribing me food. You know, I think I've seen a lot of these sort of crash diets, or this is what you should be eating based on your blood type or your, whatever. So I don't really prescribe to that. I kind of feel like, you know, just try to eat as healthily as you can and to exercise as much as you can without pushing yourself too hard. And that's kind of the basis of that. I think that, you know, the logistical issues with a doctor prescribing you food is that they would have to basically look at so many different factors of your life. And that would take a long time to kind of essentially not just be a doctor, but be a nutritionist at the same time. So I feel very iffy about it. Also, on a personal note, I'm not a massive fan of most fruits on a taste level. Mm. It would be like taking medicine for me in terms of enjoyment. But I do get my fair share of vitamins from veggies and stuff like that. So is that like a problem? Like, where do you draw the line, really?
Right.
Well, for me, first things first, you know, I think I've not really noticed a change. I've been at BFM for more than 8 years. But I realize that I don't exercise as much today than I used to over the past few years.
But you have a young kid at home.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that gives you exercise enough.
Yes, that's true. Prescribing fruits and veggies, you know, I would opt for that. You know, I'm a fan of veggies. You know, I like my veggies. No complaints there. But I'm with Chris on this. You know, I'm not a fan of fruits. So you can prescribe it to me, you can subsidize it for me, I might do it for the first 2 weeks, but then I have a feeling that I will stop eating my apples and it'll be sitting in my fridge.
Mm.
You know, so I think knowing, if the doctor told me okay, look, Audrey, you need your 5 a day, some countries do that, they practice it from the time you're in kindy, they tell you in preschool that you need to have your 5 fruits and veggies a day, and you know, having that knowledge is just not enough. Mm. You know, it doesn't really translate to behavior. And I was speaking to the producers from The Bigger Picture, you know, because they are the experts on these things, right? Mm. And they said that they feel the same way too. You know, it's not just, you can understand that you need to have, and for me also, you know, this thought of prescribing vegetables and fruits in Malaysia, I'm just thinking, is a doctor going to tell you to have kangkung belacan? You know, or you know, something like that,
yeah.
You know? But just someone telling you that you need, okay, Audrey, you need 3 apples a week, or maybe 5 bananas a week and all that, even though I know this, I am not exactly, I don't think I'm capable of consuming this in those quantities as well, you know, because the kind of fiber that you need, a female versus a male body as well, you know, that is different. And it's a lot of fiber from your fruits and vegetables. And I just don't think as Malaysians we'll be used to consuming that amount of fruit and veggies. So I'm worried about that prescription thing.
I think, you know, the fact of the matter is one of the biggest problems with this idea is that you are changing a lifestyle, not just fixing, an issue. So, you know, usually when a doctor prescribes you medicine, it's for a short-term thing. You know, it's like, okay, you have a cold and then you get some antihistamines or whatever, and then you get a Strepsils or whatever, right? And so those are supposed to be short-term things. So you have the course for a week and then it's done.
Mm.
It's a lot more difficult to actually establish an entire lifestyle change. That's what this is asking you to do, right? If you're being prescribed food, the idea is, you know, to have a healthier diet is an entire long-term change. So I don't really know how people would actually enact that. I don't really know how you would even, as a doctor, you know, if your patient came in and was like, I've been eating my fruits and vegetables, how can you tell?
And also with diseases diabetes, asthma, heart disease, obesity, cancer, it's long term, obviously, right? And I mean, and you've seen some of our friends and family who, you know, they have maybe some of these chronic diseases, and they pop their medication and they continue to eat whatever they want because they say, you know what, I'm on medication,
so therefore it's okay.
So that mindset needs to change as well. So it's not just prescribing you something that's not going to save your life. You
okay,
know?
So that says in a nutshell where we stand in terms of being prescribed this. But okay, let's very quickly look at it from a different angle, and I've briefly mentioned it to you two. From an entrepreneur perspective, right, we've seen and we've heard talk in the news about how Malaysia should perhaps think about moving away from certain crops, you know, and look at diversifying the crops that we have here in Malaysia. We have infinite amount of sunshine. We have infinite amount of rain, all kinds of stuff. We have an almost ideal platform for us to grow fruit and vegetables for people, you know, to consume. We have that, not necessarily the infrastructure, but we have the place to be able to do it. If you were looking at this and you were looking at that huge market they are talking about just in the US, obviously we're a lot smaller here, wouldn't there be like little alarm bells going off with, you know, maybe I can help do something about this to help long-term reduce the amount of obesity, reduce the amount of diabetes by providing some of these fruits at a much cheaper price? Because if we look at some of the fruits we see in the markets here, even though they are grown and sourced locally, they're expensive, you know? And I think that's one of the bigger issues, is that people don't necessarily buy these fruits and veg because they're expensive.
Yeah, I mean, that's also the issue with the kind of the healthy food movement nowadays as well. It's a very niche market because it's not accessible in terms of price point, you know? Like, you can go to the mama and get a meal for like 6 ringgit and you're going to get a whole like watermelon for like the same price. It's not the
whole McDonald's argument, you know? You know, you can walk into McDonald's and pick up 3 or 4 burgers for the same price as you can a fairly decent meal in a you know, average restaurant.
Yeah. Right?
So you're still going to have your healthy foods, your fruits and your vegetables, but you know, how much is that going to limit your unhealthy foods as well? So I think rather than looking at prescribing fruits and vegetables, I would think maybe prescribe exercise or meditation. I think that, for me, I think that might work better.
And also, I think that just having it come from the doctor isn't enough. It has to be, you know, your holistic experience of life, not just one source.
Your school, your boss, your parents, your friends, everybody. Okay, that's where we are, folks. Let us know what you think. You can get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. On Twitter or on Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break with some music. We've got Interpol up next with Obstacle Number One. When we get back, we will be talking about why investors say no, a follow-up to a story that we did last week. Don't go anywhere. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.